The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned North Korea's announcement of its latest nuclear test, calling it profoundly destabilizing for regional security.
This act is profoundly destabilizing for regional security and seriously undermines international non-proliferation efforts. I condemn it unequivocally.
The UN Security Council is currently meeting in New York to address Pyongyang's claim that it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. Mr. Ban has urged North Korea to cease any further nuclear activities and meet its obligations of denuclearization. He says if proven true, the detonation would seriously undermine international non-proliferation efforts. Meanwhile, Japan has deployed training planes to the area to test for radioactive material, with results expected on Thursday. Dr. Maria Rost-Rubley is an international security expert at Monash University, specialising in international relations and nuclear weapons. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Maria, if this wasn't a hydrogen bomb, then what was it?
Well, the yield seems to place it as a regular nuclear weapon, that is, just a fission weapon instead of a fusion weapon. The difference between the two is that a hydrogen bomb or a fusion weapon can be 100 or hundreds of times more powerful than a fission weapon and, just can level cities and, is far more destructive. And because this blast seems to be smaller than the last nuclear weapons test in 2013, it's very hard to accept the claim that this was indeed a hydrogen bomb test.
Why would North Korea exaggerate?
Well, it's already had three nuclear tests. And so it looks as though, Kim Jong-un, the current leader, his birthday is tomorrow. And so, this seems to be sort of rallying, domestic support around him. Just to have a fourth regular nuclear test, probably doesn't give quite the, pizzazz that he was looking for. And, that he did make the claim about a month ago that North Korea had created a hydrogen bomb. And so perhaps they were trying to, create one and, it failed. Most likely this was, not a real hydrogen bomb test, perhaps something that they call a boosted fission test, and that failed. But at such a small magnitude, it would be hard even to accept that claim.
Well, the day before the 33rd birthday of Kim Jong-un does seem like rather suspicious timing. North Korean leaders are known for celebrating their birthdays in lavish and militaristic fashion. So should we take this, how seriously should we take this, even if it is an event timed to boost the prestige of North Korea, is this still a serious matter?
It is a very serious matter because what it says is, North Korea is saying we have no intention of giving up our nuclear program, and in fact, we're developing it even further. And that a hydrogen bomb would definitely place North Korea in the ranks of just a very small number of countries that have been able to develop and test a hydrogen bomb. The only five countries that we know of that have hydrogen bombs are the five nuclear weapon states that are permitted to have them under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. And so this really is a sort of a thumb in the eye to China, because the Chinese, there was a meeting, high-level meeting with the Chinese just a couple of months ago, and, certainly nuclear weapons must have come up in that. And for North Korea to do this would, certainly tell the Chinese that we're not listening to your message, we're going to do this the way that we want to.
Well, the UN Security Council is currently meeting in New York. What can the Security Council do?
Well, there's not much that the Security Council can do because, the economic sanctions that are in place right now are not very effective, because for economic sanctions to work, they have to be put into place by the countries that trade with North Korea. And that, that's not Japan, that's not China, that's not Australia. That's not Japan and the U.S. Who it is, it's China. And while the Chinese have agreed to the economic sanctions, information, that analysts get is that the Chinese have not really put those into place. And so if the Chinese aren't willing to put economic sanctions into place, there's very little the UN Security Council can do. I mean, it could say, you know, we're going to take military action against North Korea, but that's not going to happen because North Korea is able to strike Seoul, full of civilians and U.S. military personnel and others with short-range missiles, and they could kill millions of people easily. And so, you know, there's not going to be an attack on North Korea. And so really, perhaps there could be an embargo or something like that, but the Chinese will never agree to that in the UN Security Council.
Well, the international community has roundly condemned this latest test, including China. Why isn't China really enforcing sanctions if they also want to see North Korea stop developing nuclear weapons?
The reason is because more the Chinese don't want North Korea to be doing this. However, more than that, they don't want to see the North Korean regime fail. And if they do fully enforce those economic sanctions, it's going to lead to a collapse. It could lead to a collapse of the North Korean regime. And they don't want that for two reasons. First, that could create, it would really destabilize the Korean Peninsula, and we'd probably see millions of refugees flooding into China. That's the last thing China needs in terms of, you know, undermining its own social stability, which it really needs to keep the Communist Party in power. Secondly, it does not want a united, democratic, capitalist Korea on its border, and that's what would happen if North Korea were to collapse.
Is it even ethical to attempt to further degrade the North Korean economy, given we know its citizens are suffering starvation, have been suffering for years?
Yes, I mean, that has been a point raised by both the Chinese and the Russians in particular when it comes to economic sanctions placed against North Korea by the UN Security Council. And the UN Security Council resolutions really have been targeted at the leadership, targeting, for example, luxury alcohol and luxury vehicles and things like that. But the problem is that, you know, again, unless the Chinese enforce those, they really don't have that much of an effect. So you're right. I mean, for sanctions or some sort of, action against North Korea to work, it's going to have to target the whole country. And that, yeah, it's going to result in, you know, lots of very serious problems for ordinary people who already, you know, are doing it tough in North Korea. You know, they've had, very serious food shortages, electricity shortages, and, you know, other issues. So the question is, you know, I'm sure what military planners are thinking is that if we can overthrow the regime, then, you know, we can finally, you know, have some sort of, normalcy for the North Korean people instead of what they've got right now.
Maria, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Maria Rostrubli, an international security expert at Monash University, who specialises in international relations and nuclear weapons.